Good evening. I'm Spike Williams. Tonight we're going after a most unusual story. For many years, a kindly, jovial, stout man wearing a white beard and a red suit has made his appearance each Christmas Eve and distributes gifts and presents by coming down the chimney. He's a man we all look forward to eagerly, especially the kiddies. Well, now let's check with the man himself for the true story. Welcome, Santa Claus.
Call me Santa. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right, Santa. Now, here's my first question.
Now, let's be nice and friendly. I like you, you like me. Nothing embarrassing. Simple questions like, what size chimney is the best fit? Or do I sleep with my beard over or under the blanket?
All right. Do you sleep with your beard over or under the blanket?
Yes, and then again, no. You see, during the time of the trade transformer was filled, I put my beard in curlers. Sometimes when we have a trade, but in the summertime, the beard is over the blanket. And in the winter, when it thrives, I sleep with the beard under the blanket.
I'm just a bit confused.
They say you out there, dancer, prancer, stop ringing those bells. You see, Spike, I've got my reindeer and sled outside, double parked. And if don't come up to see, the cops are having a ticket for the fine, and there's no money to pay with your fellas.
Most people call you Santa Claus, but in other parts of the world, you masquerade under the name of Kris Kringle and St. Nicholas. Now, what are you trying to hide by using an alias?
I'm very glad you asked me that. You see, in the United States, we have a sort of filth of Santa Claus. In England, where the sides have been filled, it's Kris Kringle. In Greece, there's a very fine Santon. It's St. Nicholas. In China, the Chinese fame is Hu Dai Dei Zhuo. And that is why, my dear fellow, the Giants moved to San Francisco.
The Giants? I didn't ask you a question about baseball.
Well, think one up about baseball. What do you expect me to do? Figure out the answers and the questions? Quiet, Dunder! Quiet, Blitzen! All they keep ringing is bells, bells. So help me. Next year, I'll get myself a horn.
Get a hold of yourself, Santa Claus. Let's proceed. Now, in December 1954, there was a rumor going around, and it was frequently heard on the radio, that a little boy named Jimmy Boyd was singing and telling everybody, I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus.
That's a little sneaky question.
Santa, this rumor of you kissing Jimmy's mummy was made into a popular record, and it even made Variety's bestseller list. Isn't that a fact?
When Variety said that the record was sold in country that had some faith, we didn't tell them. What they really meant was that there is a sword, which every and made for our flower. And you agree, of course.
Yes. But I would phrase it a little differently.
Oh.
One thing I can't understand is why, in this modern age of transportation, you still use reindeer. Have you thought of updating your reindeer?
I'm very glad you asked me that. Updating? That's good Madison Avenue thinking. Now, talking off the top of my head, I say that the reindeer has the thought of a filter. Now, in an order, the gasoline sometimes runs three to expensive, and you have three. But a reindeer, the upkeep is very cheap. They feed them grass for 12 and hay and pizza pie with all the politics.
I see. Well, what about using an airplane or helicopter for speed?
12 with the speed of it and get my beard caught in the propeller?
I hadn't thought of that. Do you mind telling me where you got your reindeer?
I won them from an old Eskimo trapper, Madman Mungaloo.
You expect me to believe that?
Well, force yourself.
Cut it out. Santa, I must have serious answers from you.
Look, this is a happy time of the year. Just take it from me. Let's talk about nice, pleasant things. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Let's sing and dance and make good cheer. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and presents for all.
Santa, I suppose you get a lot of mail.
Well, there's a lot of mail in the store. I have a chase for Santa.
As much as that?
Yes. And one little girl wrote me a poem on what she wanted.
What did she write?
To those that say, I find a land and leave all the very part that has made me Santa. Not through the world, but definitely and crawl and fly and tail and tail.
Is that the complete poem?
No, just the title.
Santa, you claim to leave a present for each and every child in the country, right?
Exactly.
My staff has checked these figures with the Census Bureau. There are 43,567,890 children in the United States. Do you expect me to believe you deliver a present in one night to each child?
Why, of course we try to fight and leave it with a child of the side.
Fine, I can see that. But how do you get 43,567,890 presents on one sled?
Simple. Big glove compartment. Oh, ho, ho.
If you must know, I don't believe in Santa Claus.
Well, we all know. What?
I don't believe in Santa Claus.
You don't believe in Santa Claus?
No.
Why, more stories have been written about me than any other person you know.
I'd like to see some documentary proof.
Why, a fellow named Moore, over 125 years ago, wrote, it was the night before Christmas went all to the town. Not a creature
Santa,
was standing.
Santa, I'm very sorry. We have to go now.
Man. The stocking will hurt.
Santa, we've got to go. Donder and Blitzen are calling you.
In the hope that they...
Santa, I believe you, but we've got to go. Good night, Santa. Good night, everybody. And Merry Christmas to one and all.